Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Rihanna is going to be the halftime show, right? Okay.
Rihanna,
same thing. You say Rihanna, I say Rihanna, whatever. National anthem time. It's now, who's singing the national anthem? Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, country singer. Under 124 seconds, over 124 seconds.
So country is typically faster.
2 minutes and 4 seconds.
So this is,
he might do a little twang.
I saw this. That's not how Chris Stapleton sings.
No.
So you have...
No, he's scratchy.
You have the draw-out singer.
Yeah.
And the by-the-book singer. Those are the two, and you have to figure out which one you have.
He's a little twangy.
Chris Stapleton, you're gonna have to play some... let's get a Chris Stapleton song.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton is not twang. He's gargly. He's been gargling glass.
He's scratchy.
Did you know that...
Tennessee Whiskey.
You've watched, you know that guy, what's his name that they were going to take to the train station and they didn't end up taking him to the, Casey didn't take him to the train station?
Yeah, and then he's...
He's a country singer,
yeah.
I can't remember
what his name is. Well, he plays the guitar on the show all the time.
Yeah.
And he sings.
It's
whatever.
God dang it.
You know that the girl, she's a country singer too. She was on one of those...
Which girl?
You Sing Great shows.
Which one? You Sing Great show.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I like that we have conversations without saying names or actual... You know the guy that almost got killed?
The new country singer that's on there in the season 3 or 4. And she's...
Oh, I haven't seen her
yet. And she's getting with the other ranch hand that you don't know his name.
You know Hassie...
We're talking about Yellowstone people.
You know Hassie Harrison, the barrel rider,
yeah.
The blonde? She was on a podcast with me and Eric before I'd seen her. I didn't know. Like, as soon as she came on the Zoom, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. She's got a background now. She was in,
by the way,
Dallas.
Yeah.
And she was, she went to SMU. She just, like, didn't finish high school. She was a wild child. And then somehow got into college.
She's super smart.
By the way, she's
brilliant,
too.
And whatever she wants to do, she should.
And Eric, I know, and she lived with Eric Layden and his wife for a little bit.
You got to look her up if you don't know who we're talking
about. Oh, Hassie Harrison. Absolute fire.
But I saw...
Did we just get back from our break, or are we going into one?
No, we're just
going
back. Okay. Eric, by the way, I saw Eric in Where the Crawfish Sing.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see
it. You haven't seen it?
It wasn't great ratings.
No, it wasn't
great. The book, everyone loves the book.
Yeah, but Eric was good. He was an a-hole prosecuting attorney.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was good?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, Eric was good at it.
Yeah, you see Eric Layden, who will join the show from time to time, you'll see him on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a working actor.
Love when I was asking him what his name was in these movies, and he had no idea.
Couldn't remember.
Yeah, no, he couldn't remember.
That was a good question.
That's how many. We're going to play that game with him again. Okay, so let's hear Chris Stapleton. Somebody just farted.
Wait. No, I'm thinking of somebody else with a gargle Stapleton voice. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to go too, isn't it?
Well, this song.
Land of the Free.
But this is a song that is going to be... No.
and home of the brave. Hold on a second.
If he takes this rhythm, and he does have a soulful sound, but if he takes this rhythm and slows down the national anthem, yeah, it's definitely going to go over.
See?
Oh. Yeah, I'd go over. That's all I need to hear is that. I'm going over.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn?
I could see him early light. I could see him slowing down the temple.
No, he's not.
Time this.
Hold on, stop. No one needs to hear this.
Put it back on.
It's under a minute. It's 55.
It is? You've already timed it? Holy crap.
Oh, no. I was. And it's not sing song, Dell. Jerk.
That was a fast one. You're rushing through the tempo here for a bit. But there's no music. It's a cappella. Yeah, you're going way faster than Chris Stapleton's going to go.
No, that was under a minute. Oh, say, I went halftime. Okay, half
you
the
did
time.
Go halftime.
Halftime.
Halftime. Double time. Double time.
Double time.
Let's go, Owls! Did you scream?
Let's go, Owls. All right, so we're going to go.
I like.
You like over or under?
Man, you went a minute, but that's, I mean, the guy's got to go a full minute and eight. Would you say 122 seconds? Or?
124.
He's
a long
go.
Time, bro. But he's slow.
I know.
Tempo's slow.
He's going to want to show out. You know what? I'm going to go over.
Okay, hat, primary color of Chris Stapleton. Black, plus 350. Any other color, minus 600. I think he likes colorful hats. It's mine. That's a bad bet if you bet on black. Don't bet on black.
I'm going to look at a picture.
Don't bet on
black.
Is
that actually out there, his hat?
Yeah, his hat color. Minus 350.
Yeah, I think we're looking more. I think we're going to look more tan.
He likes to have that turquoise stone on it and everything else. I don't think black.
He's not the rip.
Although if he wants to make some money, he can get plus 350.
No, it's probably a limited amount you can
put.
I'm just telling you right now,
money on it.
There's not black. In these pictures that are all here, I'm not seeing one black hat at all.
All right, Rihanna, first song played. Come on. RJ, you're our music guy.
Umbrella.
She's not going that old.
You don't think so?
No.
Because the Super Bowl's for playing your hits. She's definitely going to sing
Umbrella. She's definitely going to sing it, but I wouldn't think Umbrella would be the first song.
Well, you know what the favorite is?
Because you can make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
I say that's the first three songs.
Because that's the higher tempo, yeah.
First song. Sure. The favorite?
What?
Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah.
Plus 150.
Could be. Like, you hear, like, she'll probably, like, have, like a horn section, like, and then you hear, like, the horns go first, and then they stop, and then she does, like, she starts singing. Yeah.
Don't Stop the Music.
No, that's...
Well, that's not
that's Journey.
That's different.
That's Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Run This Town is the second favorite.
Would they want her to do a Kanye song? Because that's Kanye.
I know. I don't think so.
Diamonds.
What if Kanye comes on at halftime?
Well, here's the odds.
There's no chance Kanye is part
here
of the NFL
odds.
Broadcast.
Kanye is not even listed.
Ryan Bingham, that's right. Ryan Bingham is the one who, it just sings like this. And he's the guy who was on, Ryan Bingham was the one who was on Yellowstone.
Ryan Bingham, that's his
name? Yeah, Ryan Bingham. Yeah.
Okay. Jay-Z is the favorite to join her on stage.
Yes, I could see that. And they got a song together. I can see Jay-Z.
Calvin Harris is the second favorite. Drake, ASAP Rocky with a dollar sign.
Yes, I'm familiar.
You're familiar with his work?
Yes, that his S is a dollar, yes.
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Eminem.
These are hard. Hold on. These are hard because I think a lot of these guys are going to show up. I think Jay's going to show up because he does halftime. Like, Jay is in the middle of putting together halftime stuff for the NFL. So Jay-Z's going to be there. Eminem was there last year. I could see Eminem there again this year.
What about ASAP Rocky with a baby?
I don't think.
That's on there. Plus 350.
I don't think ASAP Rocky's going to be there. I do think Kendrick could be there.
Kanye's plus 400.
Why wouldn't Kendrick?
No, see, like, that's the one that's, like, in my head. I'm like, I think that's, like, the long shot. I don't know if he, after he came out with his last album. I think he wants to be like kind of under.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
because that's the kind of the theme. Kanye definitely is not going to be welcome there.
I mean, if they're going to do Run This Town, they'll probably skip Kanye's verse and have Jay-Z do his verse, probably. Yeah. But
what about Paul McCartney plus 500?
We are Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
Paul McCartney's not showing up.
Oh, you sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh, you sure? You don't want plus 500?
You think Wings is going to perform?
I don't know. Future, he's plus 900.
Is Deshaun and 2 Chainz going to do? No, Future's.
What about Shakira? Plus 1200.
What about James Harden and Lil Baby?
Well, no, but if a baby shows up, ASAP Rocky with a baby.
Okay.
Not Lil Baby, a baby. Did ASAP Rocky just have a baby?
I don't know.
We don't see.
I don't keep up
this
with,
is something that you need to know I'm because you can get plus 350 on
I'm
it.
I'm more of an ASAP Ferg guy than ASAP Rocky guy.
ASAP what? Ferg. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Over under over under song totals 8.5. It's gotta go under
for the entire because somebody's gonna come out as a surprise. You'll have like when they did that with Missy Elliott, everyone went crazy.
How
that was
long
awesome.
Is this halftime 8.5 songs.
Oh, it's gonna.
I
be
mean,
long.
She has a large catalog, so I'll say Don't Stop the Music. I'll say her first three songs would have to be, in my opinion, Don't Stop the Music, Work.
You're not getting a whole song.
Oh, but Work is like a song that everybody loved in 2016.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel Rude Boy would be one. Call wow. me Rude Boy, but like in 2009. Like I think
wait,
she's playing.
Do that again.
One.
Sing that again. Sing that again.
Well, I'm not. Call me Rude Boy, but like I'm thinking.
Okay, I want that as a hotkey now. I need you to do that.
No, producers never put hotkeys.
No, they never.
Themselves.
They never do. How about Bitch Better Have My Money? That's on there.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to – I don't think that'll be there. I think that one won't be on. I think Kanye won't be there. These are things that I feel fairly certain about.
Other songs that are you can get money on, This Is What You Came For, Umbrella, Stay, We Found Love, Where Have You Been, Bitch Better Have My Money.
Madi, did you hear what the bad man said?
No, that's
She's
Rihanna
headed to school
said
right
it.
Now.
Rihanna said
She's
it.
She's headed to school right
now.
It's
probably not one of her songs anyway, is it?
No, she has, yeah, she, that's a Rihanna song, isn't it?
Is that
it?
A Rihanna song?
Better Have My Money?
Uh-huh.
B.I., Better Have My Money?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
If Drake's that's coming old, out, though. I would have to feel
but
Drake.
But that song is like from way back also.
Well, I don't think the NFL wants that.
No.
In their halftime show.
I feel like if.
They're going to get what they get.
You think?
You just have to deal with it.
Oh, I don't know.
We live in a different time.
Yeah,
now.
Well, we did have Shakira last year going, doing stuff, okay?
What do you mean doing stuff?
Well, she was a little out there. It wasn't. What do you mean? It wasn't.
You don't like.
Oh, don't you remember who called in? Did Father TJ call in after Shakira? And he was like,
"Hold on."
He was like,
"You mean
yeah,
Shakira,
that was a rough halftime show for me?"
The Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago, right?
2 years ago.
Yeah, remember?
All I could think of was, I never thought I'd see J Lo get shown up like this.
Well,
I never thought, and that's the definition of J Lo's more tight hipped than Shakira. If you ever you hear about hip tightness. You hear people saying, what does that even mean? I'll tell you what it means. Go to YouTube and type in halftime show Shakira, Jennifer Lopez. Watch Shakira move and watch Jennifer Lopez move. The difference in hip tightness and somebody loosening the hips is J-Lo's more tight in the hips, Shakira's more loose in the hips. That's NFL draft evaluations right there. I'm just telling you, if you want to see what hip tightness versus loose hips looks like.
Well, what kind of
that's
what,
it?
What kind of left tackle would Shakira be then? She
it got would never be a left tackle. She'd be a corner.
Corner. Okay. She got loose hips.
Yeah.
So you
she'd
think
be Tre'Davious White.
She
can mirror and match the release. She can swivel and match route breaks. Can stay tight to the route. Has the ability to play with a level of consistency. Has speed to carry down the field. Able to play off man. Not a lot of press man. J-Lo's more of a press man corner. Got a little, you know, a little junk. So she's got some strength, some play strength. She can anchor a little bit if she needs to. She might be more of a safety. J-Lo's more of a safety.
No, maybe Revis Island? J-Lo Island?
See? But I have my money. But they're not saying the B word, Madi.
No. Thank God.
See, actually, this is going to come on with the Better Have My Money. It'll be the clean edit. Money. See? But you gotta... I got a question for you. Did LeBron have to drop the F-bomb? That was such a gratuitous F-bomb yesterday on his speech. The speech was all
done.
Like
he's trying to get some...
And then he just dropped an F-bomb right at the end. Like, I felt like it was just gratuitous. It wasn't in the moment.
Was he just trying to get some, what is it called?
Cred?
From some street cred from the kids?
Why not just do what Ricky Henderson did?
Do what?
Well,
today makes me the greatest.
Yeah.
That's what he should have done.
Let me get real quick. ASAP, Brandon's got something he wants to say about ASAP Rocky. Hold on. Let's see. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to let you know that I think ASAP Rocky will be there because he is the father of Rihanna's child.
So that's with a baby with the
ASAP Rocky. Okay, well, you're the father. Odds on this now.
Father of the baby. Yeah, that's
you're gonna get really good odds on this.
What is
plus
what are the odds?
+350 if he brings the baby out.
The baby itself is +350. No. The babe, they're not bringing a baby out.
You don't know that they're not going to bring their baby.
I don't know that. That's why it's on the board, but I will say no.
Well, ASAP Rocky isn't even a favorite to be out there, and he's the father of the baby.
Because you don't need dad trying to come out there.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to get her swerve on.
Oh, no. Well,
she's not trying to go out.
No, she wants dad to be seen because dad will make some more money now. That's why. Oh, yeah.
Because Rihanna needs. What do you.
All of them don't need money, Lance. But you know what they do?
Rihanna's
make
got
money.
Hers. Rihanna's
they
got
make
hers.
Money. They got this is the biggest.
Could
audience.
Could Wendy survive without you?
It's the biggest audience that'll ever see Rihanna. You know what she wants? Bring out ASAP so he gets some
maybe.
Of this too.
Maybe.
And he's not just ASAP. We're tight. So
there's,
I called him ASAP instead
multiple,
of ASAP.
By the
Rocky.
Way, there's multiple. There's more than one ASAP.
Yeah.
So you had to say Rocky.
ASAP Rocky. Right. I knew
or
that.
Or dollar sign.
But we're tight. So.
He's got a dollar sign for the S.
I know
you
he
see
does.
That?
I
yeah.
know that. Like that one girl who.
You see this ASAP?
Misha?
Rocky
what was her,
song?
What's her name?
Kesha.
Kesha is got a dollar sign, too.
Kesha's
I love that.
Got a dollar
I love
sign
that about
too.
Her. That's right. All right. You know what else I love?
Misha. You can also call her Misha.
Misha, Keisha, whatever. Kesha, whatevs. Whatevs. We're tight.
She's all right.
Hey, guys, it's Valentine's Day. Get her the next best thing to wear nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie. It is, guys. It's very, very, very nice. You're going to love seductive feel. Both of you will love it. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today. Use code RADIO and Pajamagram will include free Valentine's Day deluxe packaging, which includes red velvet gift bag, lotion, and eye mask. That's a $40 savings with code RADIO on a best-selling Valentine's Day total gift experience. Valentine's night done right. Get her a gift that's a sure thing. Hey, they sold out last year, so hurry. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Use code RADIO to order your naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Hey, let's talk about how you can start saving some money, putting some more money back in your pockets. I don't want you buying retail. I really don't. I want you buying wholesale. I want you being able to get a great deal. And I hate that you don't get good competitive deals and you end up spending more money than you need to. If you're able to shop your homeowner's insurance, you absolutely should, especially if you have had the same homeowner's insurance for years and years. All they've done is go up and up on the on your rates, and it becomes an issue. And I'm telling you right now, what TGS Insurance does is they shop a variety of A-rated insurance companies. They've got them right there in their computer. It's an algorithm that all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. They are going to text you back. You send your address, and then within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote. You're going to see a quote, and that is a firm quote from a homeowner's insurance, and you can compare it to what you're paying right now. We're talking about an entire process that might take you a minute with opening your apps and all that you're doing and the texting the word money to 232323. Within a minute, you could find out how much you could save. And the average savings for people who switch is right at $900 annually. So this is a great chance with, you know, we've got rising rates on everything. Eggs cost you a ton. How about you save a little money for yourself by changing auto homeowners insurance and going with an A-rated company to do it? Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
Somebody real is your problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
820 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to hear from Hatchet Man tomorrow. We'll get his. He's got us a lot of prop bets.
Oh, man. Hatchet's got so many. He's coming off that win last time when he had Georgia winning the national championship on the money line.
Yeah, money line.
Yeah.
What a win. Nobody else did that, though.
Picked that one. Picked him over TCU.
And listen, was anybody else picking that?
I don't know. He had him winning straight up.
Yeah. No. So. Hatchet Man is going to have some insight into, and I'm sure he's got so many connections. He might have some connections in the music world too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got connections, as he says, he's got browsers open all over the place.
All over.
By the way, did we say this on the, were you talking about this on the air that Terry Bradshaw had a comment
did we do that on the air?
Or was that off the air?
No, off the air.
Yeah.
No, I just read it. I don't think we even talked about it.
Well, Terry Bradshaw basically just said, Sean Payton didn't want that job in Arizona because of Kyler Murray.
Oh, no, I was talking about Terry Bradshaw. I said he would die on the air for ratings for Fox. Did you hear that one?
You don't benefit if you're dead.
Yeah, right. No, we haven't talked about that. He said that out loud with his outside voice?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Media. The media day. Oh, yeah.
So... And is that strange to you?
No. It's expected.
Yeah.
But just for somebody to put Sean Payton's business out there in a conversation.
Listen.
Because they were on at Fox together.
I think it's a better job to have Russell Wilson than it is to have Kyler Murray.
Donovan McNabb said Mike Kafka should not go to Arizona. And they made it, the clickbait makes it look like he thinks Arizona should say no to Kafka. But really, if you read the article, it's like, that's not the job you want.
No, it's not the job you want. Listen, that's a death knell. Cliff had to move to Thailand. Okay?
He didn't have to.
Well,
he chose to.
I don't know that. You don't
immediately,
know.
Immediately. It's tough now. You're a single man moving to Thailand. Immediately there's questions.
Oh, no, I don't. You think you went alone?
No.
No. Well, of course, why are you bringing sand to that beach?
You can always fly somebody.
you can find something there. Yeah, it depends on your taste.
I'm just going to do the first 2 weeks.
I don't know what I've never seen, Cliff's porn collection, but I mean
my daughter right now is going to wear me out about I knew Mr. Granato was not mature, but I never knew how immature he was.
So there is that. So well, Aaron Rodgers has gone dark. Cliff went dark.
Oh, my God. Tell the Aaron Rodgers. Do you have the sound from Aaron Rodgers? I'm just so over. He's a wonderful quarterback. He is just so. You know what the problem is? Aaron Rodgers has to tell you everything about Aaron Rodgers.
That's the problem. We were much better off when we didn't know anything about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
love that guy.
100%.
Yes, yes. The more we get to know, people know us, don't like. I get it. Okay, if you have to listen to us every morning, I get it. You don't like us.
We tell you who we are.
I don't think
we hide a lot of things.
No, and
well, you say you're a man of the people, but
I am. I mean, luckily, that's all I do. I'm with the people. I'm going to be with the people today playing golf.
Okay? People aren't on the course.
The people are all on the course right now.
Not the quote people.
More popular.
There are people there.
Yes, it's people there.
So do we have Aaron Rodgers saying
okay,
this?
Okay, let's hear Aaron Rodgers,
because we got to find out what is...
I want to know what's on Aaron Rodgers' mind.
This turned into Favre stuff again, where what's Brett going to do?
No.
But only the media did it for Brett. Now Aaron Rodgers does it for himself, because the generation of player is going to be...
And we got Tom Brady. Is he going to...
No, Tom Brady has 0% chance of coming back.
No, zero. Okay, here's Aaron Rodgers. Let's find out.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my, my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things my future and then make a decision that I feel like is is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness, and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in there? And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful. That's a lot
Are you
fun.
Locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat.
Wow.
And I've had, you know, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning after this season. So it's been on the calendar for months and months and months. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
That's interesting in that.
Well, sensory deprivation is what you do. Have you ever been a float
tank?
Well,
he's a yoga guy too, right? Isn't he? Isn't he? Or
he's an ayahuasca guy, which is
Ayahuasca, Wisconsin?
No.
Oh, the sounds like a town in Wisconsin.
No, it does, but no, you take it and it's got Dude, some of the tinnitus? Properties. I think it's got some of the properties of mushrooms. Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
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 He took that and everyone was like, is he going to be in trouble with the league? He just admitted this out loud.
Yeah. That's interesting. In that he's doing something that is really, if it goes dark, I mean, completely dark. Mm-hmm. Now I know coaches who decompress, like you can't get a hold. You can't, they're
off the grid.
They're off the
grid. We call it off the grid.
Totally, yeah. Off the grid.
What about sweat lodge?
For about 4 days.
What
about
sweat
lodge? After the season.
Where you're supposed to be in the hot, you know, the Native American sweat lodge where you sweat and you start to have visions and.
Oh, what do they call that on Yellowstone?
Well, it's a sweat lodge. It's sweat.
Yeah. Indian sweat lodge. That's what they call it on Yellowstone.
Yeah, well, that's what the quote-unquote Indians, as they call themselves,
right,
on the show and, in fact, in different reservations.
And well, we saw Casey do it. He was doing mushrooms and all messed up, right? But then he came back stronger than ever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's not a real show, but I take things as being real.
Nah, it's a real show. No, it's
yeah,
a real show.
Yeah, no, it's not a biography.
Though. No,
it
didn't. But it didn't.
It's not a documentary.
Well, but I thought Casey was...
It's documenting what happened with this family that's not real, but...
But it's not... Nothing is... Yeah,
doesn't I get it. Feel I get real, it. But that's probably happened at some point.
Yeah, I get it.
The most off the grid I've gone to, usually it's accidental when I go off the grid.
Where would you go off the grid?
Well, I was off the grid when I was in... Not Marfa, but Big Bend. West Texas is off the grid. Let me tell you something. There's an entire stretch of freeway where you're just like, there is no cell phone coverage for about an hour.
Yeah.
So if something happens, you're going to die.
Right.
Because it's super hot out there. You can't get to anything. There's no cell phone coverage. You're 100% probably going to get eaten by wolves or something. Something like that.
I've been down
deep, or just die from
deep in Mexico. We go to Loreto. And have a beautiful golf course there, but it's not really
That's
a resort.
That's not off the grid when
but
you're
no,
going
no,
to
no,
a
but
golf.
You go into the town, and it is, I mean, you could get lost. No one would ever find
I
you
I feel
again.
Like going to Grandma and Grandpa Zerline's farm was off the grid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Well, I would go off the grid if I was going to be off the
if
grid.
If you have
I'd
a well for water, is that off the grid?
A beautiful golf course off the grid for me.
Yeah, it's not off the grid.
That's kind of off the grid.
You can just turn your cell phone off.
That's what I do. Yeah.
So I think the mountains of, I think you can get into a, you can go to the mountains somewhere in Colorado or the Blue Ridge Mountains in Atlanta or outside of Atlanta in Georgia are awesome. That's a good place to go, kind of just get away from everything. I assume Yellowstone out in Montana is probably pretty good. Based,
I want to go off the grid.
Just don't get on the Dutton's property.
Where they've got beer and Coors Lights.
Yeah, you're not off the grid if you can get your hands on Coors Lights and go to convenience stores. That's not off the grid. Just because you turn a cell phone off doesn't mean you're off the grid.
That, for me, that is.
That's off the grid means you're literally off the power grid. You are people who I watch on Alone, show Alone that I like to watch.
Where do you get your air conditioning from then? I don't want none of that.
People who I watch on Alone, they make their own, like they build their own.
Yeah.
They
can go down.
They're off the grid now.
Now, how long would
Patagonia?
How long would you go last off the grid with just a stick and one match?
You mean living off the land?
Yes, living off the land.
If I had
had a paperclip, a stick.
I can't.
And, okay.
Eight days, 9 days.
No.
But if I had tools.
Only because that's how long before your body decomposes.
Yeah. So if I had, actually, I could last longer than that. But if you gave me 10 items that I could bring in, including a trout net, which, you know, you can bring in on a loan. Like, how long can I stand alone?
Okay, I want my 10 things. Electricity, a refrigerator.
You can't bring that.
An oven.
I'd last probably.
An electric oven.
I wouldn't last that long. I'd last like 29, 30 days probably if I could bring the tools from alone. I know how to hunt rabbits. I know how to catch mice. I know how to skin mice.
You would die, first of all.
No, I know how to catch fish. Okay. I don't know how to catch fish in the classic way when you go fishing.
Yeah, but you could, spear them?
Well, based on the way I've seen it on a loan, if I had a net, I know how to set those nets up from what I've seen. So, yeah, I think I could. How hard is that for a fish to go into a net?
It'd be the worst. You would break your leg
I've seen somebody get hurt, and they have to they've fallen down.
And they have to cut off
their
leg?
And they had to call, and they had to fly in,
chop
them out of there.
At what time would you have to cut off your leg?
No, I wouldn't have to do that, but. No, I'd be very careful. That's the one thing I've noticed.
Oh, yeah, because
I've gotten way more careful.
Nobody says careful. Lance is being careful.
I wouldn't take those kind of chances, but, yeah, I could last. Hopefully, I could last.
What if they had a ditch, and then you'd have to go to the hospital right away?
You know what's the one thing that happens to these people on a loan? There are people you just think, they're never going home. These people, they get so bored, they just make their own furniture. They made dice before. They can carve perfect dice. They can carve cups, forks. It's amazing. And you know why they end up going home? They go home because they miss their family and they crumble.
That's all. Don't say any more because Marty might be listening. Mr. John, the bad man with bad words, and Lance.
Now, if I could bring Splits with me, my dog, I think we could get some business.
We're
going
to hear from JJ Watt on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I was there yesterday. I picked up my truck. I've got it for good. I've got my electricity in my garage. I can't be happier. It's the greatest, greatest, greatest vehicle that I've ever had in my life, and it's all because of Chastain Ford. And you know what? The previous vehicle, the Expedition that I have, is the second best. Every single time that I go to Chastain Ford, I get a better one. And I was talking to Patrick yesterday, and it just is. He's such a great guy. They have such a great attitude. They have such integrity. They have such a wonderful business model that they're going to get you that vehicle. They got me all of the rebates that I could possibly get. They got me the tax implications, everything that they could possibly do for me, they did for me. And I got into that truck at the price that I had to be at, and that was their number one concern. Listen, people, if you're ordering a vehicle, get it from Chastain Ford. You are going to get it at the best way possible. What you want, not what they want. No add-ons, no markups. You're going to get that truck at the price that they can, the best price they can possibly get you every single time. It's at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. If you're buying, if you're ordering a Ford, there's one place to do it at Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I tell you what, it looks like Cliff Kingsbury is struggling in Thailand.
He's going to be okay, I think.
His girlfriend, Veronica Bielik.
I think he's going to be okay.
I don't know if she's a model, but she's at least an Instagram model.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever she is.
Hey, Cougs won yesterday.
That's what Cougs destroyed yesterday. They didn't win. They destroyed.
Tulsa falls to 5-18. The Cougs out-rebounded them. Let's see. Let me look at these numbers. Cougs had 53 rebounds, and Tulsa had 27. Now, Cougs are going to have a lot of rebounds when Tulsa shoots 27% from the floor, including 13% from the three-point line and 57% from the foul line. That is Russell Westbrook numbers. No, I'm sorry. That was just an easy, cheap shot. That's not Russell's.
So before we went to break, I teased J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt interviewed And he was asked about D'Amico Ryans. J.J. Watt is a big fan. We know that. He has said that he's a big fan. He was also asked, J.J. was also asked, whether or not he was going to, about the idea of coaching under D'Amico. Here's J.J. on that.
Might want to get into broadcasting. I'm hearing a no to coaching.
Yeah.
D'Amico calls you up and he's like, hey,
yeah,
I need your expertise on the defensive line. Are you going, are you thinking about it?
I'll pop in and talk to the boys and I'll watch practice and I'll talk to them. But no, I have no interest in the hours and the time commitment and going to the combine and like going to the Senior Bowl and doing all these things. I do not have interest in that.
Thank you. There's a man that knows. There's a man that, okay, if you think you're going to walk into coaching and just be, you know, oh, I'm J.J. Watt.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way at all. He,
that's what made the whole Josh
when you made
McCown
the money,
so
the hundreds of millions of dollars that J.J. Watt has, I just don't understand, especially big name guys.
You want to take away more of your pride. Your personal time shrinks substantially from when you're a player. You'll see your family less. You'll see your wife less. Like the things that J.J. already hasn't been able to do a lot, he now gets to do. Why would you start coaching?
Ever.
You got to really, really love it. And it's, for J.J., he may really love it, but I don't think it fits the narrative of where he wants to be with the new child and his wife. Why would you want to do that? Do you think J.J. will be involved in, I'm going to tell you three things. Will he be involved in either TVs or movies? He's already been there. But will he do, what's he more likely to be on? More than one TV show or movie. I'm not going to say one because one could be easy. He's already done one. More than one TV or movie show. Some type of full-time gig on television, on sport, you know, sports gig.
An analyst kind of.
Yeah, because when I say TV movie, I'm just talking about entertainment or wrestling. Those
TV,
are the big three.
TV movie.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think J.J.'s going to be.
J.J. doesn't strike me as a wrestling guy, although he's got some wrestling
vibes.
And
then you do that and you're done. If you're a studio analyst for ESPN or Fox, or you've got to be there every week and all doing all that, I don't see him doing that. And I just don't know about wrestling. I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
could. I mean, he's got kind of a wrestling persona.
Yeah,
but he can't be the bad guy.
He'd be Captain America.
Yeah, he can't be the bad guy.
I mean, he would have red, white, and blue. But I don't know. Do you want to put it's painful. It's hard to be a wrestler.
No. When I say wrestling, I don't mean him being a wrestler. I mean him doing like Gronk does. You know, he's at a SummerSlam or he's at WrestleMania and he hits somebody with a chair that. Like
that
shows
I could
up.
See too.
I can see that.
I can see that. Yeah, I thought you meant wrestling.
No. He won't become a professional wrestler. No.
713-780-3776. To hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. You mentioned the Cougs. The Cougs won 80-42 or whatever it was. It was just an unbelievable blowout. The Rockets lost by 2 last night and found a way. They came up clutch at the end and were able to find a way to lose. The perfect way, too. I mean, they snatched the jaws of defeat from victory in a way that you just don't see. With under 2 seconds left, they had the ball and the lead,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to lose it and still be in the Victor Wembanyama, which I've gotten some more highlights of Victor Wembanyama. This is a guy. This is the guy you have to have. Will Victor Wembanyama? Where will he rate on the list of number one overall picks?
Ooh. Really high. I mean, you know.
Well, you got LeBron first.
You mean coming? You mean when it's all said and done, or the expectations?
Oh, the expectations are. He's got LeBron expectations now.
Yes, he has Ralph Sampson expectations.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize unless you watched a certain time. Ralph Sampson was a 4-year college player at Virginia, who frankly underperformed. His teams did, but there was Ralph. The reason I bring up Ralph is Ralph was 7'4". And in a time where you were expected to be a low post player, and Ralph had low post game, but he also liked to step outside, which people hated. And there's a lot of talk about Victor Wembanyama is what Ralph Sampson started in the early 80s and what the big man position has turned into. Really, frankly, when you watch him, he just looks like a really taller, longer version of Kevin Durant. I mean, that's what his game is. He's got that kind of game. If you want to talk about the top first round picks, I mean,
top ever number one overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, it goes LeBron one.
LeBron's one.
I love Dream, but it goes LeBron one. It goes, I think Wembanyama may have the most juice behind him, the expectations. I first saw
him.
No,
LeBron was, we knew LeBron when he was.
No, we knew him when he was in high school. I knew Wembanyama. They showed videos of him. We saw him two years ago.
Yeah. It was ridiculous what he was doing. He's got a chance to be up. I mean, obviously he's got to play it out, but he's got the skill set to be as good, not LeBron, but or Dream.
Well, Magic. Was Magic one? Yeah, Magic.
Yeah, Magic was one.
I mean, Magic's career was cut a little bit short.
Yeah, but Magic's, are you kidding me? If you're up near Magic neighborhood?
Magic was
a legendary. Top 5-6 guy in
well,
the
yeah,
NBA?
For what he did while he played.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, he did play until he finished the 90.
Will he be better than Zion Williamson?
Yes. I just, if you're having this many health issues this early, he's always going to be heavier. He's always going to have issues with his foot and joint. If he's having this many issues, I can't trust he's going to stay healthy as he gets older.
I don't know. You can a 7'3" guy that's
right.
that's as active and as Wembanyama is.
And there are NBA studies. I was told this recently by an NBA exec that there are studies that show players 7'3" or over, it is not good news for them physically. It's just eventually that you have to really manage weight, which is something that doesn't look like an issue for Wembanyama. But Ralph Sampson wasn't big either, and eventually the knees gave out on him. There's not been a ton of players 7'3" or taller, but usually it's feet, ankle, knees. Eventually it gets you. With Yao Ming, it was foot. He had a high arch, which is something if you're big, you don't want a high arch for a bigger player. For Ralph, it was knee. We'll see with Victor Wembanyama if he stays healthy. We'll see. Chet, who is not 7'3", but who is bone thin, he got hurt because I think the wind blew too hard and it snapped his leg in half.
Will he be as good as Banchero?
I believe yes. I believe, I mean, Banchero is going to be I think he'll be a top. I think you're looking at a guy who's going to compete for MVPs eventually. But
Banchero?
Yeah, I think so.
How about Wembanyama?
I think he's going to be a generational talent. Jordan, LeBron, that's what generational looks like. Stop saying this with average. Stop saying average players are always going to be generational. Stop using that word unless you're talking about Jordan. An entire generation loved, you know, he is an entire generation's player. LeBron is an entire generation's player. That's what generational means. Not, you don't say it with like, Bryce has a chance to be generational. No, he's not. He's not going to be generational. Tom Brady is a generational talent. People are using this term way too easily. Mm-hmm. Way too easily. But I believe Wembanyama has a chance to be generational. Where you talk about him in record books, you talk about him in the greatness of basketball history, he is a top 10 in the history of basketball. He has that type of ability. When you're this tall and you're this athletic and you shoot and you're this skilled, like, my gosh, who's been like this?
Would you, let's say Wemby comes to Houston, has a full career, would you call him the second greatest Rocket ever?
Maybe the greatest.
Well, we hope.
You'd put him over Akeem?
Well, I mean, let's see what he does.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I'm open to it.
Yep.
Like, I can't do it with Jordan. There's nothing that LeBron could do. Mason keeps thinking there's a trigger moment, or like there's a moment where I have to put LeBron over Jordan. And I told him the only way that would happen is if you go back in time and you win those championships, because there's certain, if you want to measure him against, my measurement against Dream is winning multiple championships and playing at a really high level on both ends of the court. And that's possible. It's possible somebody could do that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Who's the second best Rocket ever? Harden?
Yeah. James.
Without Clyde.
No. Clyde didn't play it long as a Rocket.
Well, I'm talking about being in a Rocket uniform.
I can't give him Portland stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't get that.
Yeah. No, James.
He got,
like,
Moses Malone.
Well,
didn't
I would
play
hope
long enough
that Wembanyama will be better than James Harden. Yes. Yes.
But James Harden is a hell of a player. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But I would hope so, too. Yeah, the expectations are he's going to be.
Well, and I hope he wins more. That's the key.
I mean, because what I've been told is the Rockets are perfectly capable of winning on cue, on demand, but they're losing they, on though? Purpose so are that they can get Victor Wembanyama.
Time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to talk about generational talent. John Clay Wolf is a generational talent. I mean, there's nobody that's done what he's done. It's ridiculous what he's done. This dude started with this little radio show right here in Houston, Texas. I think this might have been his first. Maybe Dallas was his first, but he came. So he was just doing here. Oh, nice little job. He's out Houston, Texas. That's great. He's buying cars for people on radio. He's a funny guy. Oh, that's all great stuff. And then you know what he does? He goes national. Bing, bing, bing. Make here, L.A., Chicago, New York. What? Y'all need to sell your cars? I know. I'll buy them. I'll get on the radio there, and I'll buy your cars. It's unbelievable what this guy is doing throughout the country. Over $1 billion worth of cars sold, bought and sold by John Clay Wolf. He is just outstanding. He is a generational car buying talent, and he's right here, started right here in the city of Houston. If you're looking to sell your car, there's one place to do it. He's going to give you more at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.